Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. And thank you folks for joining us this week. We talk with Evan Whiteford with Labor International Union of North America about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Also, U.S. Senator John Hoeven, the president of Red River Oilfield Services Curtis Shuck, and Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services talk about a community Bakken event, the Bakken Ugly Sweater Pub Crawl. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
So let's talk about tribal consultation. In total, the Army Corps held 389 meetings, conferred with more than 55 tribes, and conducted a 1,261-page environmental assessment before finding that this infrastructure project has no significant environmental impact. So they did all that study, all that consultation. Conclusion, this project has no significant environmental impact. In his September 9th federal court opinion, so the federal court then reviewed this decision once the protest started. Federal court reviewed the Corps' work. In his September 9th federal court opinion, U.S. District Judge James Bossberg noted that the company surveyed nearly twice as many miles in North Dakota as the 357-mile route that would eventually be used for the pipeline. So they surveyed a lot more than they actually used. Why'd they do that? Okay. Federal judge noted where the surveys revealed evidence of historically important or cultural resources, such as stone features, the company modified the route on its own 140 times in North Dakota alone. 140 times the company modified its route to make sure they avoided any cultural or sensitive features. And remember, they're using an existing corridor that already has a gas pipeline and already has a high voltage transmission line, and they still modified 140 times to make sure they avoided any culturally sensitive resources. Additionally, in another instance, the Corps ordered the company to actually change the route where it crossed the James River, which is another river further east, which hasn't been protested. It crosses that river too, to avoid burial sites there. They actually changed the route to make sure they avoided any sensitive sites. The pipeline company and the Army Corps have documented dozens of attempts to engage with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to help identify historical resources and provide feedback in the planning process. Judge Bossberg, who I might mention again, was appointed by the Obama administration. Judge Bossberg, U.S. Federal Court judge here in the District of Columbia, wrote that, quote, the tribe largely refused to engage in consultations and chose to hold out for more, namely the chance to conduct its own cultural surveys over the entire length of the pipeline. Now remember, the entire length of a pipeline that goes all the way from North Dakota to Illinois. All right, let's go to the third chart. Further, and I'm going to put this up because the tribe appealed to the court to stop construction on the pipeline. The court said no. They've followed the law. They've done this appropriately. And I think here's a good quote from the judge's decision. Further, Judge Bossberg wrote, quote, as it has previously mentioned, this court does not lightly countenance any depredation of lands that hold significance to the Standing Rock Sioux. Aware of the indignities visited upon the tribe over the last centuries, the court scrutinizes the permitting process here with particular care. Having done so, the court must nonetheless conclude that the tribe has not demonstrated that an injunction is warranted here. So the judge says he came into reviewing the core process trying to find if they hadn't covered all the bases properly. He came with a mindset to make sure that they'd exercise due diligence, and he says they have. In the spring of 2016, I helped arrange meetings between Colonel Henderson. Colonel John Henderson is the district director for the from Omaha, Nebraska, for our district. I helped arrange meetings between Colonel Henderson and the Standing Rock Tribe at the request of the Standing Rock Tribe. It was during these meetings that Army Corps Colonel Henderson imposed additional conditions on the pipeline, including a double-walled piping in response to tribal concerns about environmental safety. So he's now adding additional features after that consultation. A tribal monitoring plan has also been required, which requires Dakota Access to allow tribal monitors at certain sites when construction is occurring. So he added even more conditions after further consultation. In July 2016, the Army Corps issued its final environmental assessment, which concluded with finding of no significant impact and no historic properties affected determinations. The environmental assessment establishes that the Corps made a good faith effort to consult with the tribes and that it considered all tribal comments. In addition, Dakota Access has developed response and action plans and will include state-of-the-art monitoring systems, shutoff valves, and other safety features to minimize the risk of spills and reduce or remediate any potential damages. So let's take a look at just some of these, And there are many of them. Again, it's at least 92 feet under the river. So if you had a break in the pipeline, it would have to come up somehow through almost 100 feet of bedrock, come up through 100 feet of bedrock somehow to get into the river. But if you did have a rupture, you got automatic shutoff valves that are monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And remember that additional condition that the Corps added after consultation? It's a double-walled pipe. So it's a double-walled pipe. And these are just some of the safety features. In addition, the Army Corps required the company to implement numerous mitigation plans, including one, an environmental construction plan, two, a stormwater pollution prevention plan, three, a spill prevention control and countermeasure plan, four, horizontal drilling.
To listen to the full-length interview or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
My name is Otis, and I'm the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.